Dr. Arthur Perry, he's one of the top plastic surgeons. He's got offices in Manhattan, New Jersey. You know, and he's been doing a show here on WOR for years and years and years. Very popular show and a great plastic surgeon. Everybody has questions on this subject, so he's the guy to ask. Dr. Arthur Perry.
John, the public wants to know.
The public doesn't give a damn.
And I went to his office, and I said, look at my face. He goes, yeah, look at your face. What can I do with your face? What can you do with his face? I go like that. I swear to God. I go, look at this. I'm getting old. I said, I want to maybe you could fix it up a little bit.
Dr. Oz, are you there?
I'm here, Arthur, and I want to again applaud you, having worked with you on a book and numerous other activities.
You want to talk to Arthur Perry, the best in plastic surgery.
Remarkable knowledge, but also your grace at delivering content, which is why it's been a blessing to have you on my show so many times.
When I was a resident at the University of Chicago, we had a...
That means you're smart.
As a really, really gifted physician, I want to pay you the highest tribute I can give to a surgeon, which is when people come to you, they don't come for an operation, they come for an opinion. And that's why I trust you with my friends and relatives.
I didn't realize we were going to get the Michael Jordan of plastic surgeon. 90210 bows to this guy.
And welcome. This is Dr. Arthur Perry. This is What's Your Wrinkle right here on WOR in New York and KEIB in Los Angeles. And this is the show about you. Yeah, this is the show that you want if you're considering cosmetic surgery or if you're worried about your appearance. This is the plastic surgery show here in New York and L.A. I'm board-certified plastic surgeon Dr. Arthur Perry. And if you're new to this show, if you're driving in the... Well, on the 10, you're headed out maybe to Palm Springs from Santa Monica, and you're wondering, there's nothing on the radio at all on Saturday afternoon in Los Angeles. Well, this is the show to listen to because everybody is concerned with their appearance, right? And I'm the guy to talk to and get your questions answered. The phone number here in New York and in L.A. is 800-321-0710. 800-321-0710. And as I said, I'm a board-certified plastic surgeon. I've trained at some pretty good places at Harvard, Cornell, University of Chicago, places like that. I'm on the faculty of Columbia University, and I've got offices in Beverly Hills and in New Jersey and in New York. So give me a call, 800-321-0710. Tonight and in the afternoon in Los Angeles, we're talking about getting ready for the beach. We started this topic last week, and we talked about tummy tucks last week. Well, there's more procedures that we can do to get you looking as good as possible when you put that bathing suit on. You know, it's this time of year, you go out shopping for a bathing suit, and you say, what has happened? What do they call it? The COVID 15. It's like the freshman 15. Everybody's put it on. Well, you still have time to take it off, but in the meantime, you might need a new bathing suit. Or maybe you need some fat suctioned away. So tonight and this afternoon in Los Angeles, we're talking about liposuction. That is fat removal. You might call it liposuction. I call it liposuction. We're going to talk about that. And if we have time, we'll talk about other procedures to help you get ready for the beach. Once again, this is a call-in show. You can become part of the show by giving me a call, 800-321-0710, 800-321-0710. And we are giving away bottles of Soft Time. Soft Time is a moisturizer. You still need a moisturizer. We're coming off the winter in New York, although it was 83 yesterday in New Jersey. Boy, I'll tell you, the UV index is starting to climb today. There are people walking around that got sunburned. I saw people in my office last week, just a few days of sun, and sunburn sets in. You know, and this is a dangerous time of year, whether you're in L.A. or whether you are in New York. Your skin is the lightest of the year. So, you know, we haven't had much sun in New York, and certainly in L.A. It's been a winter with UV index indices that have been pretty low. So you get out this time of year, and you can really fry, so you need sunscreen. But we're giving away Soft Time. That's the moisturizer. And if you give me a call, 800-321-0710. And for those of you who keep emailing me and calling me about my daytime is my SPF 23 sunscreen. And I promised you it would be ready this week. Well, I guess I lied because it's not coming until next week. But we will have it back, and it'll have the Beauty in a Bottle name on it. Beauty in a Bottle Daytime, and it's an SPF 23 zinc oxide containing sunscreen. So stay tuned. We'll have it very soon. All right. So today we're going to talk about tummy tucks a little bit because there's a little bit more information. We're going to talk about liposuction. There's something new. There's a new drug that may or may not lift your eyelids. And we're going to be talking about that one. This is kind of interesting. You'll want to hear about this because, you know, is it good? I don't know. We're going to talk about it. So stay tuned. We'll talk about this eyelid lift in a bottle. And again, we'll take your phone calls. 800-321-0710 is the phone number. So let's start out with that one because I know my studio audience is very interested in Upneek. What a weird name, Upneek. It's a very strange name for a drug. It's oxymetazoline. You know what that is? Well, many of you have used it. I bet you everyone's used oxymetazoline. It's Afrin. It's the active agent in Afrin. And what it does is it shrinks blood vessels and it shrinks muscle also. That's what it does. So it's been used for, you know, if you've got a stuffy nose or if you've got a cold or you have the flu, so you squirt some of this in your nose and you can breathe for 6 to 12 hours a little bit better. And it's been used also for rosacea. You know, you can put it on your skin and it shrinks the blood vessels and makes your red skin look a little bit better. But there was a publication just a couple years ago. It's really been only a couple years. And it described the use of oxymetazoline, and it's the active agent in Afrin. It's not Afrin. You can't put Afrin in your eye. Please don't do that. But this is a prescription version. Afrin is 0.05%. This is 0.1% oxymetazoline. And they put it in the eyes of people who have ptosis. Now, all right. Ptosis, what is that? It's spelled P-T-O-S-I-S. And ptosis is an actual drooping of the position of your eyelid. So that's not, you know, just a little extra skin of your eyelid. But, you know, the buzz right now is that people are using this as a liquid eyelid lift. So let's talk about this for a minute. So in the publication, they took people with ptosis. That's drooping of the eyelid. Now, traditionally, drooping of the eyelid is treated with a surgical operation to actually shorten the muscle of the eyelid. It's called the ptosis procedure that some plastic surgeons do and some oculoplastic surgeons do. Those are ophthalmologists that take special training in ocular plastic surgery, you know, plastic surgery of the eyelids. So ptosis repairs are common repairs that these oculoplastic surgeons do. And I work with an oculoplastic surgeon, and I'll often do the cosmetic blepharoplasty, that's the eyelid lift, while they fix the muscle. So if you look in the mirror, and it's hard to do really, but the position of your eyelid should fall halfway between the colored area of your eye, that's the iris, and the pupil. So it should fall halfway between those two. If it falls lower than that, then you may have ptosis, and that's the word, starts with a P, the P is silent. The ptosis, if your eyelid droops so much that you block your vision, well, that's not a good thing, right? So that's when you go to the oculoplastic surgeon and get a ptosis repair. So this new drug was FDA approved last year, and it is useful because it can actually raise your eyelid 5 millimeters. That's an eighth of an inch, 5 millimeters, and it can do that. And that's a good thing. Let's say if you're 80 years old and you've got this drooping of your eyelid and you just can't have surgery because you've got heart disease, something like that. So it's a good idea. This drug was FDA approved. It's a worthwhile thing. But let's say you just have extra skin on your eyelids. That's the buzz now because that's in the magazines. It was in magazines over the last month that people are putting these drops in their eyes and getting some sort of an eyelid lift. Is that a good thing? Well, you know what? If your eyelid falls to the appropriate spot on your eyeball, it's not such a good thing if you lift it higher for a lot of different reasons. Well, there's a complication rate with this particular drug. It can dry out your eye, and it can actually cause a keratitis, which is an injury to your cornea, because your eyelid really should fall the right position on your cornea. And if it's lifted up too high because of this drug, that's not a good thing. And that's not what this was intended to do, and that is not what the FDA approval is all about. So when I first learned about this drug, I said, this is nuts. But I realized that it's not nuts. It's really very appropriate if you have ptosis, that true drooping of your eyelid, not the eyelid skin, but the eyelid. And so it's good for people who have that, but not good. And I know it's going to be prescribed by different doctors because it needs a prescription. You're going to be able to get it, and it's not a good thing. And I advise my patients not to use this for a cosmetic eyelid lift. So that's the scoop. You hear it first here. The drug name, yeah, it's a hard name to pronounce. I don't know. The marketing people in these companies, Upneek, U-P-N-E-E-Q. I don't know. Upneek, well, it's good if you've got ptosis. Not good if you need a cosmetic eyelid lift. That's my opinion anyway. I'm Dr. Arthur Perry. This is What's Your Wrinkle right here on WOR and KEIB. We're coast to coast, and you can become part of the call. You know how I have when we come back from our commercial break? I've got my good friend Mike Roizen. He's going to be on, and he's going to talk about the things that have been keeping you up at night. He came on a few weeks ago, and it was such a great discussion about estrogen in the skin. I said, we've got to have Mike back. So after the break, we have Mike Roizen. And let's go ahead and, Noah, let's take our break early. 800-321-0710 is our phone number. 800-321-0710. We will be back after these words. Did you know that most skincare is useless, even fraudulent and often toxic? I'm plastic surgeon Dr. Arthur Perry. I needed great skincare for my patients, but really could not find products that dramatically improve skin health. So I went to the books, and I created a line of skincare that reduces the appearance of wrinkles and truly rejuvenates skin. I want everyone to try my products, and so for a limited time, I'm offering my Beauty in a Bottle Nighttime Serum at a great price. Normally, this is $65, but for WOR listeners, it's $40 plus shipping. Nighttime contains vitamin C and A, fruit acids, antioxidants, and skin brighteners. That's all you need for beautiful skin. It's so simple that your friends and relatives will be asking you, what are you doing to look so good? Go to drperrys.com, that's drperrys.com, or give us a call at 844-DR-PERRY. Use the WOR20 code for the discount. To learn more, listen every Saturday evening, 6 p.m., right here on WOR. Ladies, are you looking older than you feel? I'm board-certified plastic surgeon Dr. Arthur Perry. Aging is inevitable. We all know that, but I can help you age gracefully. I start with Botox to lessen frown lines, and I use the new Restylane Kiss. What a great name! To give you more kissable lips. No duck lips here. And I smooth the jawline and plump marionette lines with Juvederm. We might remove unsightly blemishes or even reduce splotchiness and rejuvenate the skin with a chemical or laser peel, or I can thicken crepey skin with Ulthera, and for the most dramatic rejuvenation, I perform short scar face and neck lifts. Let's sit down in my Somerset, New Jersey or Beverly Hills offices for an hour consultation and come up with a plan to help you look better. Give me a call at 833-PERRY-MD. That's 833-P-E-R-R-Y-M-D. Check me out on the web at perryplasticsurgery.com. And don't forget to listen to me, Dr. Arthur Perry, every Saturday evening at 6 p.m. right here on WOR.
You're listening to What's Your Wrinkle with Dr. Arthur Perry. What's your wrinkle?
And we're back. This is Dr. Arthur Perry on WOR in New York, K-E-I-B in Los Angeles. Got to get the call letters right, because we're in L.A. now, where I have an office in Beverly Hills, and we have an office in New Jersey. But tonight, I've got, I always choose the smartest people I know to be on this show. And by far, I've got the smartest guy, the smartest doctor I know, Dr. Michael Roizen. Mike, are you there?
I am. It's good to be here, Arthur.
And you know, Mike is a very, very modest guy. He was dean of the Syracuse Medical School in New York. He was chairman of the anesthesia department at the Cleveland Clinic and at the University of Chicago, where I met him. And Mike was also the chief wellness officer at the Cleveland Clinic. And now you are the emeritus chief wellness officer, right? What's your official rank at the Cleveland Clinic?
That's right. I'm staff physician and chief wellness officer emeritus at the clinic.
and certified in both internal medicine and anesthesiology. So that's why I have Mike on, because if you want the right answer and the real answer, Dr. Michael Royzen, who wrote Real Age, he wrote You, the Owner's Manual. Your latest book, Mike, what's it called?
Is What to Eat When and the What to Eat When Cookbook. So they're how to eat better for your health. And then there's a cookbook on all the recipes that have food that is will love you back. So our tagline is food is a relationship. You wouldn't marry someone who's trying to kill you. You shouldn't eat food that's trying to kill you. You should only eat food that you love and that you're passionate about. And that loves you back in the same way.
That's right. And my pizza loves me back. But you taught me that we're only supposed to eat during daylight hours, right?
Correct. That's exactly right.
The
next book, I should tell you that coming out January 4th this next year is the book that I think is the most important book I've written since You, the Owner's Manual, which is the Great Age Reboot, Cracking the Longevity Code for a Younger Tomorrow. And it not only tells you about how to prepare for it medically and with your health, but it talks about the major economic and political changes that will occur. So I should tease that. But in any case, the question you asked is why eat only during the daytime? Because your body, your metabolism was set that way over many, many millennia. That means that you metabolize food much better during the daytime. You store food that you eat at night. Storing food at night means that you get fat when you eat bigger meals later in the day.
And that's interesting. And it all goes back to how we were created and how we evolved, right?
It really goes that we lived in a society without energy until the last 150 years, meaning without electric energy. And consequently, we had to live by the sun, and that set our metabolic pattern so that we become more insulin resistant during the day, just as the sun changes the hormones of you sleep. So you sleep when the sun goes down. The sun changes the susceptibility to insulin so that you use, if you will, fat during the day, use energy during the day, your stored energy, and at night you store energy or store fat.
Interesting. All right. So listen, I wanted to ask you this question because I'm asked at least once a week by my patients and on the show all the time about collagen, Mike. So eating collagen, you can go to these stores and buy these big bins of collagen, and people think that if you eat the collagen, you can make more collagen. So I'm going to the brightest guy I know for the answer to this question. If you eat collagen, is there any difference between eating collagen and eating steak, eating fish, eating eggs? What's the story from Michael Royzen?
Well, the story is that collagen has some specific amino acids, and if you get those in your diet, it's the same thing. You break down the collagen in your intestine into its constituent amino acids. If you did the same thing with those amino acids from egg whites or from salmon or ocean trout or, if you will, hummus, you would have the same benefit as you would from eating the collagen. So one of the specifics is that you're really breaking down and the collagen. If you eat the collagen, your stomach acid and metabolism break them down into the constituent amino acids. The data appear that it is those specific amino acids that help trigger collagen formation. So probably, Arthur, you should have another product that has those specific amino acids in it.
And right. But that's a different discussion. But the important thing, I mean, this is the real lesson here, because everybody's trying to make a buck, right? Everybody is trying to sell something. And certainly when I talk about that your skin thins at a rate of 1% per year after age 30 and you lose 1% of your collagen in your skin each year after age 30, people think, well, let me just eat it. But as you're saying, it's not that simple. You have to eat the protein, and your body doesn't know the difference between collagen, which is expensive protein, and eggs, which are inexpensive protein, right?
Egg whites, right.
All right, so that's the definitive answer, because that gets – if I looked at all the questions I've gotten on this radio show over the last 16 years, Mike, that probably – that is the most common question, believe it or not. It's really amazing. All right, let's turn the channel here. Vitamins, Mike. You and I know a lot about vitamins. We've talked a lot over the years. Do vitamins make a difference in your appearance? What do you think?
Well, you have taught me and showed me the research that in fact, there are a couple of vitamins that you can put on at night that help rejuvenate the skin, A and C. But you also told me that if I put them on during the day, they oxidize and actually makes you older. So you want to put them on mainly in at nighttime, which is a very valuable lesson.
Right. Now, that's and that's topical. That means we put them on.
Right.
And the reason for that, as we've talked about, is vitamin C, because we can actually get 40 times higher levels of vitamin C in the skin if you put it on the skin as opposed to eating it. We just don't get high enough levels. So it makes a big difference. But what about what do you think about? Are there any other vitamins from your perspective that make a difference? I mean, people talk about the B vitamins for nails and hair. What do you think?
Well, I'm a true believer in a half of a multivitamin in the morning and the evening. 10-year effect in the cardiovascular and cancer studies was very minimal. So people would say, don't do it. But the 20-year studies of professional studies showed an 18% reduction in non-prostate cancers and a 25% reduction in cardiovascular disease. And if it's good for the heart and for cancer reduction, it's probably over the long term probably good for keeping your skin looking younger. I don't know any hard data on that. I don't think they concentrated on even took biopsies or anything else like that, like they have done with estrogen, for example, on skin studies. So I don't think they've done that with vitamins. Now, you actually know the subject better than I, so let me turn the tables and say, Arthur, is a multivitamin good for your skin?
You know, my feeling is if you eat a well-balanced diet, probably doesn't make a difference. If you eat a well-balanced diet. So many people do not eat a well-balanced diet, though. So it probably does make a difference. You know, B3 is good for your skin, niacinamide specifically, but the B vitamins probably. So and the ones that I think are important to put topically, meaning in a ointment or serum or cream, are vitamin B3 and vitamin C and vitamin A. But Mike, all right, a couple weeks ago, you talked about estrogen. And that's a topic that's come up again. People have emailed me, and it is a little confusing to me. I know that estrogen, now I've come around to estrogen for the skin. But what about progesterone? I had a 66-year-old woman last week who used the estrogen patch that we talked about, was not using the aspirin. So I told her twice a day, 81 milligrams in the morning, 81 in the evening if she's using the estrogen, as you taught me. And then what about progesterone?
And we should just say both estrogen, progesterone, and testosterone for men increase clotting risk. So the main risk of estrogen is increase in clotting, and the second risk is increase in if you use both progesterone and estrogen, is breast cancer and uterine cancer, and both are diminished below baseline if you combine them with the aspirin. That is the baby aspirin with half a glass of warm water before and after, morning and evening. So,
right.
So now,
we've got 1 minute. Just
estrogen?
Tell me, progesterone, Mike, yes or no?
The answer is it has a lot of beneficial effects. Obviously, everyone who has a uterus needs a progesterone if they're taking estrogen. But even if you don't, I think the benefits relating to sleep and skin and even GI function are important.
So you're in the school that yes, estrogen, yes, progesterone, and definitely.
Yeah, the specific form of progesterone, that is the micronized progesterone, not the acetated. So you want Prometrium, not any of the acetated progestins.
All right. And that's our lesson for the day. Dr. Michael Roizen, thank you so much. Give us the name of the book again. Where can we get it?
What to Eat When Cookbook, What to Eat When, the book. You can get it at any of the bookstores, Independence, B&N, and Amazon. And if you want to find out more about it, you can go to whenway.com, whenway.com.
All right, how do you spell way? Wait, when way? When W-A-Y way?
W-H-E-N-W-A-Y.
All right, that's our spelling lesson.
Whenway.com.
All right, thanks, Mike. I really appreciate it. Have a great night. Thank you.
Thank you, Arthur. You too.
All right, this is Dr. Arthur Perry. There's more to the show. We'll be back after these words.
Did you know that most skincare is useless, even fraudulent and often toxic? I'm plastic surgeon Dr. Arthur Perry. I needed great skincare for my patients, but really could not find products that dramatically improve skin health. So I went to the books, and I created a line of skincare that reduces the appearance of wrinkles and truly rejuvenates skin. I want everyone to try my products, and so for a limited time, I'm offering my Beauty in a Bottle Nighttime Serum at a great price. Normally, this is $65, but for WOR listeners, it's $40 plus shipping. Nighttime contains vitamin C and A, fruit acids, antioxidants, and skin brighteners. That's all you need for beautiful skin. It's so simple that your friends and relatives will be asking you, "What are you doing to look so good?" Go to drperrys.com, that's drperrys.com, or give us a call at 844-DR-PERRY. Use the WOR20 code for the discount. To learn more, listen every Saturday evening, 6 p.m., right here on WOR.
Ladies, are you looking older than you feel? I'm board-certified plastic surgeon Dr. Arthur Perry. Aging is inevitable. We all know that, but I can help you age gracefully. I start with Botox to lessen frown lines, and I use the new Restylane Kiss. What a great name! To give you more kissable lips. No duck lips here. And I smooth the jawline and plump marionette lines with Juvederm. We might remove unsightly blemishes or even reduce splotchiness and rejuvenate the skin with a chemical or laser peel, or I can thicken crepey skin with Ulthera, and for the most dramatic rejuvenation, I perform short scar face and neck lifts. Let's sit down in my Somerset, New Jersey or Beverly Hills offices for an hour consultation and come up with a plan to help you look better. Give me a call at 833-PERRY-MD. That's 833-P-E-R-R-Y-M-D. Check me out on the web at perryplasticsurgery.com. And don't forget to listen to me, Dr. Arthur Perry, every Saturday evening at 6 p.m. right here on WOR.
You're listening to What's Your Wrinkle with Dr. Arthur Perry. What's your wrinkle?
And we're back. This is Dr. Arthur Perry. I'm a board-certified plastic surgeon, host of What's Your Wrinkle, right here on WOR in New York and KEIB in Los Angeles. And I'm so happy to be out in L.A. And you might be wondering, how can I be in both places? I divide my time. It's 2 weeks in my New York, New Jersey office, and 2 weeks in my Los Angeles office in Beverly Hills. I've joined Dr. Ron Moy, who is a absolutely terrific dermatologist, Rodeo Drive Dermatology, and I'm seeing patients this week in Los Angeles. You can certainly give a call out to the office. And the office number, by the way, in Beverly Hills is 310-274-5000. 310-274-5372. That's 310-274-5372. And then we're back in New York and back and forth and making the airplanes happy. All right, so we're talking about getting your body ready for the beach. And here we are. You know, it's the end of March. We've come off a terrible winter in the Northeast. It really has been, although it was so nice this week. And it's a very pleasant day today in New York. And in Los Angeles, it's always pleasant, right? You know, although it was actually warmer in New York yesterday than it was in Los Angeles. Well, what can I say? But it's always nice in Los Angeles. So, and you know, the beach, Venice Beach, Santa Monica, the beaches are just wonderful out there. And it's the time of year you have to actually think about your body. You've come off this COVID. The beaches were closed last year for the most part, but they're open now, where the pandemic is coming to an end. It really is. And I hope, by the way, you're all getting your vaccines. I've had lots of patients that have told me they don't want to get the vaccine, and I try and talk some sense into them. I certainly have gotten the vaccine. And it's an absolute lifesaver. You know, if you're 60 years old, you have a 2.5% chance of dying from COVID. And what's the chance of a reaction to the vaccine or some untoward effect? It's almost nothing. Come on now. Get the vaccine. Get it now. So that way you can get out on the beach and you can try on those bathing suits. But, you know, when you put on that 15 pounds, you know, you look at yourself and all of a sudden you see fat that wasn't there before, fat on your hips, fat on your thighs, fat on your belly, you know what I'm talking about. Well, there's time to take it off. You can buy Dr. Michael Roizen's book. I helped him write You on a Diet, a very good diet book, and his new books, What to Eat When. Or you can come to me and I can suction the fat right out of you. Now, all right, let's talk about liposuction for a minute. And by the way, yeah, I pronounce it liposuction. You pronounce it liposuction. The word is lipid. It's not lipid. And I've always pronounced it that way from my surgical training at the University of Chicago. That's how we pronounce it. So whether you pronounce it liposuction, liposuction, really doesn't make a difference. The surgical procedure is perennially one of the most common in all of cosmetic surgery. It's either going to be breast augmentations or liposuction. And this year, it's probably going to be liposuction. The reason for that is it's a very simple, very straightforward, very safe procedure that can easily remove a significant amount of fat. Now, what's a significant amount? Certainly, if you're more than 10 or 15% over your ideal weight, this is not a procedure for you. What you really need to do first is go to the gym, start counting your calories, and lose some weight. And that's the truth. If you try and suction off obesity, that's how people die. So you don't want to do that. So, you know, I'm not going to, if you come to me and you're, 180 pounds and 5'4", you're a woman, no, you're not having liposuction. But if you're 5'4 and maybe 145 pounds, 150 pounds, and you've just got a few extra pounds on your thighs and your hips, well, it might be just the right procedure for you. So the way we do liposuction is, again, it's for specific fat deposits. Could it be for circumferentially heavy thighs? Yes. Could it be for your belly? Yes. But it's not if you're overall obese. So I look you over, and if you're in good health, I prefer to do liposuction under general anesthesia, unless it's your neck or your knees. Then we could do that under just sedation. Now, there are some people that do liposuction under straight local anesthesia and do large volume liposuction that way. I personally don't do it that way because I think it's far safer to have general anesthesia by a good board certified anesthesiologist and undergo liposuction that way. So let's say you have what most women unfortunately get as they get older. They've got a little bit of thigh fat, your outer thighs, and a little bit of thigh fat on your inner thighs. And maybe your knees, the inner knee. That's a very common combination. So what we do is I bring you to the operating room, and it's kind of interesting. I make what's called a topographic map of your fat. That means I draw on you, and then we paint your body with betadine. It's kind of a fun experience, and we put you on the operating room table, and under general anesthesia you go. And then what I do is I inject a large amount of very dilute adrenaline solution. It's also called epinephrine. And what that does is it cuts way down on the bleeding, way down. So, for instance, if in the old days, I started doing this procedure in 1985. I was a resident. I was actually in high school then. No, I was a resident at the University of Chicago. Liposuction came into this country in 1983. It was introduced from France, and it became the most popular procedure for good reason, because through little tiny incisions, quarter inch and even less incisions, we can break up these fat deposits and suction them out. The reason I like to use that dilute epinephrine solution is because it cuts way down on the bleeding, right? And that's so important. So back in the old days, if I tried to remove fat from your outer and inner thighs, I might lose a unit of blood, might lose even 2 units of blood if I went beyond that. So I certainly was very limited by what I could remove. But if I inject, and this is called the tumescent technique, by the way, you might hear these terms. If I inject this very, very weak epinephrine solution, adrenaline solution, they're synonyms, by the way. Adrenaline is epinephrine. So when you hear both of those, it's the same thing. If I inject that, well, then I cut way down on the bleeding, and that same area of your outer thighs, inner thighs, and knees that I might have lost a unit or 2 units of blood, now I'm losing a couple ounces of blood. It's a big difference. And it allows us to remove much larger amounts of fat than we could before in a safe way. So when I suction your outer thighs and your inner thighs and your knees, I might remove 4 pounds of fat. And you say, well, you know, that's something, but it's not an enormous amount, right? Well, that's the amount that's uniformly safe, as long as you're a good candidate for the procedure, by the way. And that means you don't have heart disease, you don't have diabetes, you don't have a terrible illness that will make it so that surgery itself is dangerous. So if you're a good candidate for surgery, then we go ahead and in the operating room with a board-certified anesthesiologist, remove that fat, put 1 stitch in each of those incisions, and you take the next day off. But you know what? 2 days later, you can go back to work. And it really is quite remarkable. Now, you're going to be very swollen, and you're going to be quite bruised. I call it eggplant-colored bruising, and it really is. Because, yes, there is loss of blood on the little bit during surgery, but there's blood that seeps around the area that I suction because this is a closed procedure. So unlike a tummy tuck where I actually make an incision, I lift up the skin, and I cauterize the blood vessels, and I see every little single blood vessel and I cauterize it, with liposuction, it's called a closed procedure, and a closed procedure where there's oozing after surgery. So we have to account for that, and that does take into consideration the blood loss during surgery and the blood loss after surgery in terms of how much fat we're going to remove. So how much can I remove? Well, you know what? I can certainly remove 4 pounds of fat uniformly in almost everybody. And if necessary, I can remove 6 pounds of fat. And certainly in most people, believe it or not, I can remove up to 10 pounds of fat in a setting. Now, I think that's the limit, personally. I don't go beyond that ever, and I rarely do that much, by the way, because usually if someone needs to have 10 pounds removed, usually they need to be on a diet first. But there are cases where we do remove that much. If we do, it's, again, in the operating room, we put a catheter in your bladder, we put an IV in, and we are very careful with the fluids that you receive during and after surgery because we certainly don't want you to get dehydrated, and that is a risk after a general anesthesia and after a procedure where you have that much body surface area operated on. So liposuction is then performed. We put a garment on you afterwards. It's like a girdle. You know, it's kind of like a girdle. There's actually kind of a hole in the girdle so that you don't even have to take it off that night to go to the bathroom because it's uncomfortable that first night. And then we take it off in the office the next day, and we look you over, make sure everything's okay, and give you a clean one to put on. And, you know, you do pretty well. And everybody does for the most part. And when I say for the most part, sure, can there be issues with any type of surgery? There can be issues. But that's the partly the job of the surgeon, in fact, all the job of the surgeon, to make sure that you are a good candidate for surgery, that you're appropriate. And what I mean by a good candidate for liposuction is, one, that you're not obese, right? We don't want you to have to this enormous loss of fat. And two, you do not have medical issues, like I mentioned, heart disease, glucose that's out of control, diabetes that's out of control, things like that, or have a propensity to have blood clots in your legs, things like that. We don't want you to have those issues and perform surgery, because I want you to have an uneventful procedure and to look better immediately afterwards. And when I say immediately, that means, you're not gonna get into that bathing suit right away, but I want you to be able to get in that bathing suit within 3 weeks of the procedure. So when your bruising is down, and it takes 2 weeks, sometimes even a little bit longer, to get rid of the bruising, you should be able to get in that bathing suit. And by 3 weeks, that bathing suit will fit better. And it does take a few months to get to your final appearance. And that's why this is the right time. It's March. If you want to get in that bathing suit after Memorial Day, rather, now's your time to have the procedure. You don't want to wait until June, because you're going to be out with bruising in the beginning. And if you really want to get in that bathing suit, you don't want swelling. You want to get to the beach. And so that's why this is the season for liposuction. I'm Dr. Arthur Perry. This is WOR in New York, KEIB in Los Angeles. The phone number, 800-321-0710. Give me a call. We'll be back after these words.
Did you know that most skincare is useless, even fraudulent, and often toxic? I'm plastic surgeon Dr. Arthur Perry. I needed great skincare for my patients, but really could not find products that dramatically improve skin health. So I went to the books, and I created a line of skincare that reduces the appearance of wrinkles and truly rejuvenates skin. I want everyone to try my products, and so for a limited time, I'm offering my Beauty in a Bottle Nighttime Serum at a great price. Normally, this is $65, but for WOR listeners, it's $40 plus shipping. Nighttime contains vitamins C and A, fruit acids, antioxidants, and skin brighteners. That's all you need for beautiful skin. It's so simple that your friends and relatives will be asking you, what are you doing to look so good? Go to drperrys.com, that's drperrys.com, or give us a call at 844-DR-PERRY. Use the WOR20 code for the discount. To learn more, listen every Saturday evening, 6 p.m., right here on WOR.
Ladies, are you looking older than you feel? I'm board-certified plastic surgeon Dr. Arthur Perry. Aging is inevitable. We all know that, but I can help you age gracefully. I start with Botox to lessen frown lines, and I use the new Restylane Kiss. What a great name! To give you more kissable lips. No duck lips here. And I smooth the jawline and plump marionette lines with Juvederm. We might remove unsightly blemishes or even reduce splotchiness and rejuvenate the skin with a chemical or laser peel, or I can thicken crepey skin with Ulthera, and for the most dramatic rejuvenation, I perform short scar face and neck lifts. Let's sit down in my Somerset, New Jersey or Beverly Hills offices for an hour consultation and come up with a plan to help you look better. Give me a call at 833-PERRY-MD. That's 833-P-E-R-R-Y-M-D. Check me out on the web at perryplasticsurgery.com. And don't forget to listen to me, Dr. Arthur Perry, every Saturday evening at 6 p.m. right here on WOR.
You're listening to What's Your Wrinkle with Dr. Arthur Perry. What's Your Wrinkle?
And we're back. This is Dr. Arthur Perry. This is What's Your Wrinkle right here on KEIB in Los Angeles, WOR in New York, and on the internet. You know, the streams, we're podcasting, all the buzzwords of the 2021s, right? You know, you can get this podcast on either iHeartRadio or Apple Podcasts, or I guess anything, Buzzsprout, all the different venues. Whatever you like to get your podcasts, you should sign up. And that way, every week when we post these podcasts, you don't have to be tied to the radio at 6 p.m. in New York or 3 p.m. in Los Angeles. Go ahead and go get the podcast. All right, I'm board-certified plastic surgeon Dr. Arthur Perry, and tonight we're talking about the procedures that you can get to look better in a bathing suit. Here it is. It's March. You're all going to the beach. Hopefully everybody's going to the beach this year. You know, even if you don't go get in the water, you want to get out there and enjoy yourself, because we've all been penned up for a year with this pandemic, and now we're getting out. So, but, you know, you put on weight. Everybody has. All my patients, pretty much. I lost 40 pounds last year. What can I tell you? But everybody else seems to be gaining weight, and you know, you still have time to lose a little weight before the beach season. But certainly, with the help of a plastic surgeon, I can help you look better in that bathing suit. And a lot of you know exactly what I'm talking about. Even when you were thinner, you had those unsightly bulges in your outer thighs. You know, I mean, these are genetic things. It has nothing to do with weight in many people. We tend to put weight on in areas like our thighs, like our hips, like our bellies, and unfortunately our necks as you get older. And that's why God created plastic surgeons, to suction that right out of you. And it is a very straightforward and simple procedure. But you might hear about the different types of liposuction, you know, tumescent liposuction, like I just talked about. You know, high volume liposuction, I'm not a big fan of that. I don't like to do anything that stresses you as a patient, and I'm talking about medically stresses. I don't like to do things that you know, work in 90% of people but have a 10% complication rate, like, you know, maybe high volume liposuction where many, many, many pounds are removed. So, and then you hear about these things like laser liposuction. That sounds good, right? That must be better because the laser's used. Well, you know, it's not any better. Some people use it, and the honest plastic surgeons that do laser liposuction they'll tell you, I'm using it for marketing reasons because it sounds good, because there's no advantage to laser liposuction. There is a higher complication rate. You know, there are burns to the skin that can occur. There's all these different things. And then there's the ultrasonic liposuction that involves breaking up the fat with sound. And I trained in that, and then I decided, well, there's a higher chance of complications with that one too, so I don't do that. But there are people that do that. You know, and if they get good results with their ultrasonic liposuction or laser liposuction, that's okay. That's fine. You know, they're okay to go to. But you have to be intellectually honest and say, well, is there any difference between that technique and my technique, the traditional now tumescent liposuction? And the answer is no in terms of results. Is there a higher complication rate with laser and ultrasonic liposuction? Yes, but not in everybody's hands, because if someone is an absolute expert in those techniques, then more than likely they're going to have the same low complication rate as everybody else. And then what about those vibrating liposuction machines? Have you heard about those? You know, those, they work, the oscillating cannula, that's what it's called. You know, when we do liposuction, it's my arm that actually moves the cannula. The cannula, by the way, is the tube with some holes in it that goes in, and this gets a little nauseating if you don't have a strong stomach, but it goes in underneath the skin. We break up the fat and suction it out. Well, there are versions of this where the machine does the work as opposed to me, for instance. So, and that's a type of liposuction where the vibration of the cannula does the work. And no one's ever shown that to be any better in any way for the patient. And it's interesting because last year, in 2020, there was a study that came out that showed there's a lot of injuries actually to the surgeons. It's called power-assisted liposuction. And it was just a few months ago they published that a lot of surgeons are actually getting vibration injuries if they do a lot of this. And so the recommendation for the surgeon is limit your exposure to the vibrating machine, and certainly no more than like an hour and a half a day. Isn't that interesting? So we thought that it was good for the surgeon because it made the procedure actually easier. So instead of it being a mechanical physical exercise for the surgeon, we let the machine do the work, and it turns out the machine is actually hurting us as surgeons. It has nothing to do with you as a patient, but a lot to do with us in our everyday work. So I think we're going to see certainly a decrease in the use of that oscillating or vibrating liposuction machine. I'm Dr. Arthur Perry. This is What's Your Wrinkle here on WOR and KEIB. I'm a board-certified plastic surgeon, and a host of the show for 16 years, although new to Los Angeles. The show just started a couple months ago, but we're humming along now, and I'm seeing a lot of my listeners, those of you who are in the car right now, because that's what you do in L.A., right? You don't listen to the radio in your home, and New York also. Although in the Upper East Side of Manhattan, where I'm broadcasting from today, I know that there are a lot of listeners, and certainly with the pandemic, we've had a lot more listeners because there's really nothing to do. You can't go to the theater in New York, and you can't go to the theater in L.A., but soon we will be. But certainly, if you're listening to me, I do have an office in Beverly Hills and an office in New Jersey, and actually, we're going to be reopening our Manhattan office pretty soon. I'll give you the announcement, but not quite yet. In the meantime, my patients are venturing from Manhattan to New Jersey, and I had several patients from Long Island and several patients from Westchester County come out, and they saw the horses and the cows on the way to the office. Yeah, not that. Actually, there are in New Jersey. All right, so we're talking about you and going to the beach and what it takes to look better. So one of the procedures that we mentioned last week was the tummy tuck, which is a very high satisfaction procedure, as all of these really are in cosmetic surgery. You know, cosmetic surgery, the goal of cosmetic surgery is to have you look better and have you go through these procedures without having a complication. And that might seem pretty obvious, right? But you know, with any type of surgery, there are potential complications. There are risks and benefits with anything in life. So whether you get in a car and drive on the New Jersey Turnpike or the 405, you know, there's a risk of dying in a car crash, right? You know, there's a risk of everything in life. If you take a bath, you could slip in the bathtub. So when we talk about surgery, there are risks associated with all surgical procedures. And, you know, unfortunately, in my field, in plastic surgery, it's been, is this a word, entertainmentized? You know, it's been made to seem like these are spa-type procedures and with no risk whatsoever. Well, that's not true. So the goal of the surgeon and the goal of you is to have a surgical procedure that goes flawlessly, that you have an excellent cosmetic result, and you walk away from it without a complication. And that's not possible in everybody. It's not possible for a lot of different reasons, but it is the job of the surgeon to select for appropriate patients. And that's not discriminatory in any way. What it is we want you to be healthy with the surgical procedure. We want you, so if you came in and you told me that you're short of breath when you go up one flight of stairs and you get chest pain, you know, when you do a little bit of gardening, of course you're not a candidate for surgery. You're not at all a candidate. You have to go to the cardiologist first and get bypass surgery or a stent or something like that. And then maybe you are, and maybe you're not a candidate for surgery. But the goal of the responsible plastic surgeon is to select the appropriate patient and not expose you to undue risks of surgery. And that's why when I talked to earlier in the show about that particular drug, which is so hard to pronounce the name of, it's oxymetazoline, that's the real name, for ptosis, for sagging eyelids, that's a good thing. That's a good thing when you can have a non-surgical procedure that helps you instead of undergoing surgery. It's not good for everybody, but it is good for you if you're not a good surgical candidate. You also might not be a good psychological candidate for surgery. Let's say you have chronic depression, or if you've had suicide attempts or something like that, and then you say, well, you know, my life is going to change with surgery because I'm going to look better. And the fact of life is your life doesn't change from surgery. You look better, but you still might have those same underlying problems. And heaven forbid something goes wrong in surgery and you do get a complication, you get even a bad scar or a lumpy, bumpy result with liposuction or something like that, that really could tip you over to a spiral of depression. So the goal of the plastic surgeon and the job of the plastic surgeon is not just to assess you medically, but also psychologically, and to make sure that you're going to do well with surgery. That is our goal. You want that, and I want that as a surgeon. So not everybody can have surgery, and it's not a bad thing if your surgeon turns you down. I always say, you know, this is what I do for a living. So if I'm advising you for either aesthetic reasons or medical reasons or psychological reasons that maybe that's not the best thing for you, then, you know, that's actually a good thing, and you hopefully will trust that. But then again, there's lots of people that say, well, you know what, I'll just shop around and I'll find someone. And yes, you will. You certainly will. There's no question that everybody will be able to find anybody, somebody, to do their surgical procedure. That's not necessarily good. All right, I'm Dr. Arthur Perry. This has been What's Your Wrinkle? Right here on the east and west coast of the United States and everywhere in between on the internet and with podcasting. You can find me on the internet. My website is perryplasticsurgery.com and also rodeodrivedermatology.com. Because I've got an office right there in Beverly Hills on Rodeo Drive where we're operating at the Cedars Sinai Surgery Center. I'm so happy to be operating there. And also, of course, in New Jersey and at Robert Wood Johnson University Hospital and their surgery centers. Well, that's it for today. We'll be back 6 o'clock next Saturday in New York, 3 o'clock next Saturday in Los Angeles. And by the way, if you want those products, it's drperrys.com for great skincare. And yeah, am I biased? I guess I am. But it really is great skincare. So it's drperrys.com for the skincare and perryplasticsurgery.com for the website. Thanks so much for great engineering, Noah, on both coasts. We'll see everybody next Saturday. Have a great week.